We have supposed to be in the middle of the limud of Zaynit Yir, of Sotara. It's interesting. If you look at the very beginning of Siman Tuf Salivov, what's the title? The title is Dinei Levishas Halibun Ubedikasa. Very strange. Hefsatara is not even there. And then instead, there's a concept of Levishas Halibun. So, where's the Gemara that talks about the Chiv to wear Bedadim Levanim? What Daf? What Perek? What Masechta? Which Talmud? Bavli, Yerushalmi? Medrash? Zero. There is a Medrash Tacha. It talks about Levanayach, but that's not necessarily the point. Gemara. Lamaisa, the concept of a woman wearing Bedadim Levanim has its roots, basically, in the Rishonim. And this is part of the Beis Yosef. Tuf Salivav. Zach the Beis Yosef. In Os Gimel, in Beis Yosef, Tuf Salivav. Chasav HaMerdechai. B'shem HaRokeach. There's Masorah in my family, which is absolutely not verified at all, that I come from the Mordechai. The only validity we have to it, the only validity, is that my grandmother, she should be well, Mrs. Esther Maybrook's father's name was Mr. Hillel Hillel. He had the only kosher dairy in pre-war London, and kosher then meant he had to have only Chol Yisrael. My grandmother tells us about times that she was the shomeris for Chol Yisrael. So his name was Mr. Hillel Hillel. First name and last name was the same name. And the Mordechai's name is Mordechai Ben Reb Hillel. But aside from that, there's some sort of Masorah floating around that we come from the Mordechai, but other than that, I cannot verify it. Either way, the Mordechai itself. A lot of Pesach Halach we have from the Mordechai. Zok the Mordechai B'Shem HaRoteach. The Yom Sheposeches. Tidol Chatzmal Erev. The Tilbosh Chot Lovon. Do have Sotara, of course. And then wear a white garment. Sh'im Tire Od. Listen to these words carefully. She'initur B'Chaluta. That if she sees any more dam, she can notice the dam. It sounds like. Over Laila, and when she goes to sleep at night, Tasim Sadim Levanim Bimitasa. She should put white sheets on. With the slight change now, O Nikiyam Iksamim, or colored sheets that have no Iksamim on them. O Minna Kajahu, Kishisha Mafsekas Batara, Lirchotz, the Lubosh Levanim. Wash and wear levan. And then, skipping a few lines, Beis Yosef quotes from the Agur. Agur is one of the late Rishonim, and the title of the Sefer HaAgur is patterned after one of the names of Shlomo Melech. One of the names of Shlomo Melech was Agur ben Yeka. Agur, because the Gemara says, because he gathered together. He was very eclectic. He gathered a lot of people together and gave them wisdom. So Sefer HaAgur gathers together a lot of halacha. One of the later Rishonim, Sefer HaAgur says, Isha ha'alechas b'derech ve'ein la begadim nitiyim. We have this Beis Yosef. She has no begadim nitiyim. Wilbosh, to wear them, what does she do instead? Tisposhim nitiyim rach she'chalok noti midam. She has no clean garments. At least don't put on a clean laundry. Just put on a beggar that has no dam on it. You can wear today's garment that she wore during a day that she had dam as long as she knows it's clean. Ideally, it should be clean, a new garment. There's nothing new. She has no laundry that's taken out from her drawer or her closet. So she's traveling in her car, put on a clean bed. So we have this argur is begadim nitiyim is the ideal, and b'diavad begadim that are nitiyim mitzam. The footnote Chastar points out that the Sharidura, also from the Rishonim, Isa levanim b'mokhem nitiyim, and Dr. Moshe, also written by the Ramah, says the word begadim instead of nitiyim. We have three different words at this spot. Is it Levanim? Is it Begadim? Is it Nitiyim? But at least in these Rishonim we see a concept of wearing something clean, maybe something white, in order to usher in the period of the Zayin Nitiyim. It's not a Gemara, it's a Mordechai, it's not all the Rishonim, but at least some Rishonim would say this idea. How does this quote of the Halacha? So the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this lach, stock, and barrel. Tuf Salivav, Sivtan Dalud, Zok, Sivtan Gimel. And Zok the Shulchan Aruch. B'yom sheposekas mileros ubozekas atzmata amur tilvosh chalot habaduk lash en botesim. All the Shulchan Aruch says is a chalot habaduk mitesim, something clean. And then the laila tlasim sedinim habadutim mitesamim. And a night where the sheets also that are clean. Zok the Ramah, two additions. Number one, mina kashihu isha pasekas mitara tirchot. She should wash and wear white garments. Two things we saw in the Rishonim. The Rama then whittles down. It's nice to take a bath or wash a lot, but if she washes basically just around the area that she's doing b'ditah, that's good enough b'dieved, b'shas adachak. She should wear a cholot which is naki, but ideally the Rama adds, do take some sort of bath or wash in general, and wear levanim. Not so the machaber. And what's the pshat in this minute of wearing levanim? What's the reason for this? What would you have thought the reason for wearing levanim is? And add to that, what's the pashtus in the Mordechai Torah in the Beis Yosef? Why does a woman wear bedadim levanim? In order to what? Is that what do you think? Blood. See the blood, and therefore what? It's order to watch. Maybe if you want to be super lumdish, say it's an extension of the Chavos Das. The idea of the Nesivos that you have to be Sfurim Bedukim, try to do as much as you can to watch what's going on. You want to be less lumdish, say she should know what's going on. That's part of Zayin Yakim. Do Beditos, but also monitor the situation. It's sort of, if I had to classify it, I'd say it's more of a Chiv that she has to monitor and make sure that she has no Dam. It's something which could possibly incriminate her, make her have to start over again. So she's watching to make sure there's no Dam that comes during this period of time of Zayin Yakim. Lamaisa, that's not the approach the Achronim take when they're Masvid this Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Taras HaShlamim. It was on the Mar Matamos. Zok the Taras HaShlamim, Osvav. Atam b'chol zeh, t'ulai nisrach lech gufa achalutam ezer kesem. Maybe when she was Temeo, she had dam, whether it's Hardasha, or kesem without Hardasha, that was on her beged. If she now puts on the same beged that she wore yesterday, she might inadvertently confuse herself and say she's Temeo today, or tomorrow. So it's not l'chovasa. It's l'tovasa. We want to make it better for her that she should really know what's going on. What's the emes l'amito? We want to benefit her and say, don't confuse yourself and think that the dam you have on the garment right now is from today. No. You have to have a clean beged. So if there was dam from 2 days ago, you're not wearing that garment. If it's dam that you see, you know it's from now. But it's to help her out, in order to help her know where the dam comes from. So it's not like you would have said the Pashas and Mordechai is and the Pashas and Asfara, that it's to make it harder for her. Rather, it's to make it easier for her. How does it make it easier for her? And make sure that she's going to observe and know when the dam comes from. And she's not going to confuse herself and say, oh, dam? I have to start and count today is day zero. Today is day one. No, today can be, let's say, day three. The dam I have is clear from now, not from a week ago, when I was Temeah, because I have a B'dadim Levanim, or B'dadim Netiyim. This idea is also enhanced by the Sidur Torah. The Sidur Torah right here, also on the Mamre Kamos, Sidur Torah says, M'chus Adivav, right, so it sounds like this is all, that's part of the minhag. Meaning it's a chiyuv alts minhag. Just like, and you're right, I would have said you're totally right. How you talking? So let's say she wants to be more machmir. Be more machmir. What's the parallel case? Mamish in the same Ramah. A chiyuv for her, lerchotz, to wash. Let's say she doesn't wash. Okay, she's more machmir. What's she doing? So you see that the minhag is that she should actually know the emes. So there's really two examples of the idea of just knowing what's happening. But the Eved, that's the Sidur Torah writes, the Sidur Torah that you have to whisper, it's not necessarily so politically correct that if she has nothing else to use, she can use her own Mered Lion to do Rechitza. So they point out chemically, Mered Lion is actually pH balanced, and it has no, it is sterile. Mered Lion is something which is clean. But if she's on the Derech and she has nothing to use, she should be retiring in the middle with that. But you see again, the concept... No, that's good for the minug, is that she should monitor herself. She has to be serious, but also help herself out. that's exactly the theme of the Minog. The two Ramos, the two ideas together in the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Sefer Torah says, but you're right, it's a trend of Chiddush. Oh yeah, you're 100% correct. The Sefer Torah adds, quotes exactly the idea of the Teres Rishonim. And he just enhances the idea and says that it's precisely because during the first 3 days we are stripped. So you have to be noticing what's going on. So the Sefer Torah ratifies the idea of the Teres Rishonim as well. I mean, he comments. He doesn't say, Sefer Torah, you're saying a Chiddush against the Mordechai. He mamish follows the exact same concept. Then in Sif Katan Yudimel, he discusses how important the Ruchitza is, and he says it's very important. The very end, he quotes the Mirad Rayim. It's very important to do the Ruchitza. Again, a minute to help yourself out.
Based on how we explain the Teres Rishonim, it's not so clear to me why that proves why it needs to be Levonim. Meaning, the emphasis seems to be on the part that it's Nukki, so that you shouldn't be...
Absolutely. So Aaron, you're really pointing out, is proof of the Lashonos we saw in the Rishonim are ambiguous? Levonim, Nikiim, because it's not... As people, I'd say if you took a poll of those that are married who know the idea of wearing Levonim, most people think, we already learned the idea that some are only a problem on Midan Levonim, not on Tzivonim. During Zayin Nikiim, we don't want her to have the trick of Tzivonim. Let her so really know she's going to be Tzimei. Let her wear Levonim because that makes her more Alula to be Nikshal and having a Dam Tamei. You see, that's absolutely nothing is said like that in the postim. That's not the point. There are two ideas that coexist. Number one, Levonim make her a little bit harder for her to become Torah because she has one less kula for chsamim. And number two, a totally different idea, the chazal want you to manner what's going on. When they want you to manner what's going on, the minhag of the ashkenaz is to wear levanim, minhag of the machaber is to wear nikiim. It's really just to manner the situation and to help her. You're right, a word which is really not appropriate to use, a casualty of that minhag is that she is going to be more, possibly mimetam herself, but that's not really the intent of the minhag of chal.
Because in Teres Rishonim Sif Katan Ches, though it sounds like nothing changes. Meaning, if he's saying, right, it says, Teres Rishonim Inyan, I guess in Nikra Bava, Shein King Kolok Tzavua.
Yeah, but what's the point? The point is more just to notice what's going on, not because Tzavua takes away the Kul of Tzavim. You're right, so we're trying to see how much we have to help her in order to make sure what's going on.
So it sounds like you do need to have Shidafu of one in court.
Okay, yeah, true, the minhag, you're right. But it's still the main theme, the gestalt we see here is more in order to help her rather than to make it more tenuous of a situation. That's what it sounds like. It was David.
Is there an afkamina between the Mordechai's rationale and Teres Rishonim's rationale? Like, who cares?
Yes, so Rav Avadya points out there's a major afkamina. How quickly would we tell a woman who thinks that she actually is having chasamim during Zayin Nikiim that she can put on Medadim Tzivonim Mechatzilah? If the point is, let's say a woman, and this happens all the time, whether a woman has some sort of problem becoming the tiach after she had a baby, or stam, she has mako, or she actually has more dam that's coming out for some reason, hormonally, her period didn't stop with damri. So if she's going to wait till every situation of kesem stops on medadim levanim, it might add 3 or 4 days to her nitios, to her the process of being the tiach. But if we tell her, dupeditos, but for the rest of the day, we're medadim tzivonim, let's say she has a kesem, what happens to the kesem? Nothing. She's tahora. So after Rav Avadya, it depends on the situation. Obviously, we wouldn't tell a person to get rid of the minhag ashkenaz if they're from Eidos Ashkenaz. But says Rav Avadya, zilbasar taima. See, the reason is letovasa. If it's letovasa, memela, if she's going to be nifshah for 3 or 4 days because she has chsamim, and she could be helped, the entire situation can be ameliorated by her having medadim tzivonim, then we should pass confession she should wear tzivonim. So it's absolutely... positively an important afkamina. How much do we... Now, we're not going to say get rid of the minhag. It's a minhag itself. I mean, halakim are important. But we're not... But there's a very real afkamina here. Can we tell a person who is going to have a problem with someone put on tzivonim and get rid of this minhag? The minhag is l'tavasa. There's more reason to say that we should help her. If it's more to make it harder for her, we say that's life. You're tafa, not natiya. So it's a very important... Now, we wouldn't just reject it with Amri. But as Rav Avadya points out, he, of course, is discussing in contrast with the Mechaber that says it's the whole point is to be nucky in general. So he says, let's say a pastel color would work, some other color would work, that's okay, because the Maisa, that is going to be a situation which is valid.
Maybe I misheard, but didn't we say a few shurim back that Kesem doesn't get rid of the shurim?
You're right. Kesem doesn't automatically, but what if the Kesem would say more than a shurim on a beged Lavan, meaning a person that would make her tmeya anytime, that'll get rid of Shemitim. The point we were making then in that Sidrei Tara is that you shouldn't think that any kesem is still a sign that she's still roa and she's not netiya, so a kesem should automatically get rid of Zanikim. A kesem, let's say a woman is tahara l'damri, and she has a kesem which is the size of a quarter on a bed of lavan, she's tmeya. So Zanikim are not going to be better off than that. It's just that we had thrown an idea that some people think maybe the Medayik and the Achronim, that if she has, let's say, a kesem the size of a dime, or less than half a dime, on a bed of lavan, since Zayin Nikiyim, that undermines her being Nikiya, and she is Soseris anyway. So that's the point we were saying, that's not true. But if it's a kesem, like any other time, that she should be Temeya, then she'll be Temeya altogether. It's an important point to contrast.
Is this, according to the Parashalom, this Rama would be the same thing as the fact that you're supposed to wear Tzivonim during...
So Tzivonim is an Eitz Tova. The Rambam says that was Chazal's motivation for not answering it. It's a positive Ratzon Chazal for a woman to do it. Here it's a Minhag. So we would not necessarily be making on it as easily, but when we understand the rationale, it's easier to do that. So this is a very gray area of Hakol Chiros Enei Hamora. Umashal, one situation, and this is just an example, not necessarily to pass in this situation. On average, after a woman gives birth, she'll be going to the mikveh somewhere between 5 and 6 weeks after she gives birth. Because, as we'll see when we talk about Yoledes, when a woman has a period stam, that's something which is hormonal. After the hormones indicate the period to stop, or there's no more hormones that are making it start, she should, in a healthy woman, stop being roa. But a Yoledes has a trauma incurred in her uterus. So there, in order for it to really heal, we need to give it time. And ironically, the more a woman is active, the more she's going to often stop the uterus from healing. It's very hard for a new mother to not be active when she has to take care of her baby 24 hours a day. But it's not unheard of. It's within the bell curve. There's some more, some less, but it's not, let's say, unheard of. On average, 5 or 6 weeks. Sometimes 4 weeks, sometimes less. But Lamaisa, on average. What if it's taking 8 weeks, 12 weeks? And what's the reason? It's very common after a woman is Yoledes that the B'dichos are fine. She does B'dicha in the morning, after she rested, she's okay. Let's say she does another one in the afternoon, after she was sitting down, she's okay. But during the day, she's picking up the baby, nursing the baby, putting the baby down, making bottles, going, running around, changing diapers, not even knowing what she's doing with diapers. She's Ro'a Kesamim. So we're not going to say, oh, Kesamim, we know the tool for Kesamim, just put on Tzivonim, and go to the mikveh after 4 weeks. No, when it's within the bell curve of normalcy, we're not going to say that she can do that. But again, Hakol, Uthi, Ros, and Amori, if it's going beyond the normal situation, just because of Kesamim, often the Maror HaRav will tell her, in this case, you can use the minhag of Levanim in its most simple sense. Wear Nikiyim! Don't undermine Nikiyim! But you don't necessarily need to wear Levanim that are going to make you be Nikshal in terms of Kesamim. Right.
There's nothing in these facts that you can recover that's explicit that you need to do this for all 7 days.
That's a good point also. You're right. That is true. It sounds like it's the idea of just an idea of the Mokhtokhuk, but that's the concept of what Shulchan Aruch means. You're right.
But the Ramah, it does seem from the Ramah that it is for the entirety
of the 7 days. Well, he says,
meaning you're saying a contrast between the
Mechaber and the Ramah. And
no, you could have argued even the Ramah. That means that's how she's starting Zayin Nikiyim. That means, so you could have argued, like Michael's saying, that means this is when she's on the way, after she doesn't have Sektara. It's not going to undermine the first night of Zayin Nikiyim. You could have argued that. Even the Ramah. It's just meaning you can usher in Zayin Nikiyim with that. But Lamaisa,
that's for 7 days,
and it's not. No. Tuchel whisper, meaning she can start Zayin Nikiyim tonight, you could have said. Right, so I don't think it's more right. But that is the classic approach from the Mordechai, who just brings it in only for Hefzat Tara. So that's why the Mechaber brings it in here. But we presume it's the same one that applies for all the times. So as the Akronim points out, maybe the first 3 days is more of a reason, maybe afterwards. It's clear the way, you're right, from the Pashas HaLashni, you could have said that, but the way the Akronim rationalize it and explain it, they take it, none of it goes for all Zanikim. But it's a very important observation. That is true. So, Rav David, yes?
Sorry.
No, so Rav Adur just points out, he thinks that yeah, in theory, let's say a woman only has bedadim shechorim. Maybe you can be mekel on that. But Rav Adi says, you don't even need that. If you wear, let's say, light colored garments that are tzivonim, you're mekayim in the middle of the according to many rishonim anyway. You just don't have the icing on the cake of levanim. So that's even a better aura. And I just want to point out, Rav Eliyahu, Mishmar Star quotes from Rav Eliyashiv, a 1-2 punch. So from Rav Eliyashiv, if you're going to where you want to be behind the middle of Levanim, I have the perfect situation. Put on a pad which is Lavan. We learned the Kuvah of Moshe, which many others say as well, is that something which is disposable is not Makabel Tumah. Zachter Rav Yashiv put on a pad which is Lavan. Then you have Lavan and not Makabel Tumah. So now, point at Rav Yashiv to Rav Yashiv, if you stick it to the Beged, that's not good. We mentioned Rav Yashiv's Chiddush, which the Mishmaret Torah tries to convince him otherwise. But he says, you try again, and then didn't succeed, is that if it's connected to the garment, then it's considered metabol tumah, so you have to make sure not to connect it to Rav Yashiv. But either way, Rav Yashiv advances that chiddush. You can keep levanim, just keep levanim without making them something which is metabol tumah. So you're keeping the middle of the levanim, because again, because the point of levanim is not to make her more lula to become tamei, it just means you have to monitor what's going on, so the pedal monitor what's going on. Fantastic. So Rav Yashiv thought, no, you don't need to do that. He thought, like Rav Avadya says, Harufa. If there's a tzarek, we can make her wear tzivonim or white todam. There's no need to do that. You have to just monitor what's going on. But that's an interesting innovation that Mishra Sarah tells from Rav Yashiv, you can use the pad.
But was that with the tchila he said that, or only?
No, the same thing. I don't think he means the tchila. He means the same thing. If she, we try to keep the minute in its most pristine sense, ideally, but if there needs to be an intervention, that's level
maybe
one in intervention.
Maybe that is considered in its pristine sense, because it's what?
Rav Yashiv.
So.
Saying, was Rav Yashiv saying that you could wear?
Oh. So this is another judgment of Rabbi Willard points out. So let's take it a step further for a second. We're not going to tell a woman to put on a pad. But let's say she wears a pad because it's very common for a woman to have hormonal or bodily moisture in general. There's other excretions that the body can give off. So a woman feels more comfortable wearing a pad. Let's say it's the summertime, so it's more sweaty. She doesn't feel more comfortable wearing a pad. Nothing to do with Hilchos Nida. L'maisa, the advantage she'll have is that she's going to have time to become more Natiya earlier. Or let's say a woman is Yoledes. Yoledes, there's a lot of fluid the uterus still has to give off, which are not dam. So a woman, after she gives birth, after a month, after 6 weeks, after 8 weeks, might be wearing pads. Let's say B'mikra, that helps her become Natiya. So Willard pointed out, his general Hashara is depends. If she's doing it in order to make her become Tamea earlier, her Torah earlier, that's not correct. That's a loophole. It's not fair. But Lamais, if she's doing it for some other ulterior motive, and out of Orcha, she'll be revealed the fact that she's going to become Tahora, that's okay. So we wouldn't say, like Rav Yashiv was saying, we're not going to do the intervention ideally, because it's still, we're tampering with the minhag. But if it's going to be something that she's doing for another reason, we're not going to tell her you can't wear pads because you have to keep the minhag, she wants to wear a pad for another reason. That's not circumventing the minhag. There's an added bonus, that would be okay. It's all judgment call, that's all Tri Rosh and Amora.
Well, but what does that make sense? Again, if the whole point of the minhag is a tov asah, and wearing a pad is a kind of the minhag because it's white, yet still it's not a kabel tumah because it's a darshan of kabel tumah, so then why isn't that a keem of the minhag? The whole minhag is a tov asah.
So, it's a very good ha'ara. So it seems because the strict reading of the Rishonim, if they say Levanim, they knew that Levanim comes with it, can have a casualty come with it. And the minhag still is, wear Levanim anyway. So we're not going to veer from that idea, ideally. You're right. It's a idea.
And how did Rabbi Yashiv say? Rabbi Yashiv say it like Rabbi Willig that.
Yeah, he doesn't say.
Rabbi Yashiv just said straight up, women should do this
with Hapila. No, he doesn't. He also doesn't say that if she has some other kavana, and then it's intended. He says the theory you get from the Achronim, whether it's some implicit or explicit, is that we're not going to try to tamper with the pristine minhag if we don't have to. But you're right; it depends on judgment call. If in a situation where it's posing more of a problem in Shalom Bayis, maybe they say Hapila. Situation where, no, they realize that's part of normalcy, maybe we say they should wait a week, see if the week can happen. You're right. It's an ambiguous situation. These are some of the concepts that exist. Moving on, the next halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, I'm skipping some of the seifim in between. Those are important seifim to see, but they are easy to see yourself. And then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud, that the Shivan Akim have to be Ritzufim. They have to be 7 clean days. Zayin Akim, it's one chefza, Zayin Akim straight. You can't have her Biroa and Aleph and then Gimel. So you can't have her Tahara and Aleph and then Gimel and Hay and then keep on going to have 7 days. They have to be 7 straight days. And even if she's Roa at the end of Zayin Akim, that's Soser. Saptirama, a Trenis Kaddish. Yesh Omrim. The Vesholosha Yamim Rishonim Shalim Esfira im Matzah Kesim Ein Tolan Osoa Hachal. There are some that say that if you find the testimony in the first 3 days, we're not tola. What does that mean? Moshe tolin shark summon. It means the trios that we almost never do. There are trios we mentioned that's part of Haruah Kesem. Barbecue, she made a barbecue, she went to a butcher shop. There are certain things that she did which can be alternative sources of dam. And then she has dam on her garments. We say, how do you know that the dam comes from there? Maybe it comes from the barbecue. Now, lamaisa, these are not so benimsa, because the most common time to have dam is on an undergarment. Undergarments aren't really exposed to the elements. The Mishnayos and the Gemaras talk about women that have dam on a garment which is closer to the body, more external to the body. In those days, in the days of the Gemara, there were no undergarments. People didn't wear undergarments. That was not in vogue. You see it in Hilchos Avelos, you see it in Hilchos Nida. It's a common idea. The way that we dress is not only different in style, but in layers of clothing and modes of dress is entirely different also. So some of them there could have come anywhere. But nowadays, that women wear undergarments, everyone wears undergarments altogether. The idea of tzchiyah is not so common. It doesn't mean it's obsolete, but it's not so common, because what are we going to say? She made a barbecue with a lot of ketchup, that's where there's dam on her undergarments? Doesn't you know? But the Ramah says, the idea of tzchiyah meaning that we're totally a kesem, we have an alternative source that we attribute the kesem to, that we don't have during Zayin Nikim, because Zayin Nikim we're a little bit more nervous. Why? This is the idea of hoksuk mayana pasuach in a lowercase sense. We really mentioned what is the dividing line between Huchzat Mayana Pasuach and Huchzat Mayana Sosum? What really makes us go over that bridge? Hefsef Tara. Before the Hefsef Tara, Huchzat Mayana Pasuach, she's Roa, Roa, Roa. Once you have Hefsef Tara, Huchzat Mayana Sosum. So, in a real sense, that's the idea that we have. But, in a very lowercase sense, Lamaisa, we're still more concerned about her being Roa. Not that she has Chazaka, she's Roa, but in a very simple sense, she's just more a lula to have dam during the first 3 days. So if she has dam, we're going to say, what are the chances? You think it's from the barbecue or from the butcher shop or something else? That's a mistaber. It's more mistaber that it comes from her body. So the Ramah quotes from some of the late Rishonim that we're not going to be matil in such a situation with Chaynodin. But Zach the Ramah, hold on a second. That's only a real tliya. What if it's a situation where it's less than a dris, they're a matil? We're still Tala B'Macholos. This is the Ramah which is important to analyze. Way back when we discussed the beginning of our Shurim, we discussed the concept of what's Macholos. Is it a Tzliya or a Din? So you have to look at this Ramah carefully and try to think what the Ramah is saying. He's grouping it with other Tzliyas. Does he really mean it's like another Tzliya or not? But the Yesod, Hanadiel and Yanenu, is that the Ramah says, we don't mean to get rid of all Kulas of Ksamim, we just don't get rid of the Kula of, we just are not Tala, but the Kula of Dris we definitely can rely on.
Possible to say that colored garments is grouping into tliya?
Oh, fantastic question, Zemi. So, Lamaisa, there are a few important observations to make here. First of all, Pesach Shuvin Sufkat Nivez points out, what is the din of Ein Mekabel Tumah? The Pesach Shuvin quotes from the Chumash Shlomo that the Ein Mekabel Tumah is just like Palachas Mita Dris. That's going to apply during the first 3 days also. That's not what the Ramah means to get rid of. Not so Pasha, but Lamaisa, the Pisa Shuvah says, we're Makil on something which is not Makabal Tumah also during the first 3 days also. That's not what the Ramah means. And the last last ten words, Zach the Pisa Shuvah, the Shuvah's Miltztacha, our famous Miltztacha, Simon Samach Bey, very similarly quoted yesterday, Miltztacha, famous Miltztacha about forgetting. If you forget a whole day or not, also says it's pashut. Mitzvah dvarav, near the pashut. Lahat b'ksamim and some b'ritzuvah. Talk to Miyamin. Miltzaka says, and that's how we passed in that tzuvah is also not going to be removed. That pool can still be applicable during the first 3 days. So we have, for our intents and purposes, most tools of ksamim still apply. The idea of tliya, which is not so common, will not apply. There's a long shach, which discusses. It looks scary. It's really not so scary. It's very straightforward from the Rishonim. There's a discussion. What's the din of a makah? Makah b'yaduah shemotzei dam, makah she'en yaduah shemotzei dam. And the situation the Shach advances is that we should say that even a makah, which we know is motzei dam, if she has some sort of internal makah, which is motzei dam, so that in theory should be a tzliya. We can say, Yiduah Shemotzei Dam, so during the first 2 days we can be Meitel. This is an important issue which we'll get back to, Bezush, on the idea of Makkah in general. But it's an important shock to see as far as the Shach's Hachra, the Shach says, we are going to say, even if she knows she has a Makah, which is Motzi Dam, if she has a Makah, which she knows is Motzi Dam, if she does a Bedika, then she finds Dam, maybe she should be Tola on the Makah, we say, or I'm sorry, she has a Kesim, maybe Tola on the Makah, so the Shach says, no. Even if she knows she has an internal Makah, we're not going to tell her, say, oh, the Kesim comes from the Makah. That's not good enough necessarily during the first 3 days. An important issue, which we'll get back to. We're not going to say, you can be told in the Makah.
We have that also with the Chassid's house.
Yes, that's it. But this is an issue of Chassamim, meaning a Bedika, the Shach's not talking about. What about a Kesim? Let's say she's a Kesim more than a Drist on something which is Lavan, which is Metabol Tumah. But she knows she has a Makah. She went, let's say, to the doctor to do a pap smear. Pepsi, which is usually something which takes very, very low down in the cervix, we presume that's not considered damnida. But Lamaisa, she has a chesim during Zainakim, would we say, oh, that's from the pap smear? Or no, during the first 3 days, that's not going to be good enough. What do we do? So the shach is machmir, that we can't say we're tolab b'macha during the first 3 days necessarily. Bezoshim, we'll get back to it a little bit later. But the yisod, the post can point out, is that halach Lamaisa, what do we do usually? Lamaisa, what we do is if a woman is a lula to have chamim, from a Makah, what would we tell her to do? Put on in a Tabatumah or Tzavomim. That's a prime case for this situation. So let's say a woman goes to the doctor. Usually pap smears are when a woman is, it could be any time of the month usually. Let's say if a pap smear is done when a woman, pap smear is a screen, Rachman al-San, for cervical cancer. So they take some cells from the cervix, but it's very low down in the cervix. It's not nowhere near the uterus. We presume that's not considered damnida. But lamaisesh, you can sometimes bleed for 2 or 3 days afterwards, have some sometimes because the cervix is cut a little bit. So in such a situation, if she's during Zainakim, during the first 3 days, according to the simple reading of the Shach, we would say that she should be Asura, or the Zainakim would not work during those 3 days. I even know she has a Makah, which is Yidu Shemotzi Dam. No, the whole point of the 3 days is that we're not Tola. We are not Tola means we are not Tola. We can't attribute it to something else. So if you have a suffix, if it's from Pap Smear or from the Makar, what are you Choshesh? It comes from the Makar. Of course, after your issue Elisha before, if it has this, the coolest of some, and it's less than a dris, or on Savonim or any type of Tumah, that will still have. But if it's, let's say, more than a dris, you say, oh, it's from a Makah, that's why it's there. So the Shach says, the Ramah's point proof is, even Makah, b'yadu Hashem Motzi Dam. It's very normal to be Motzi Dam. That's not going to be good enough during the first 3 days, because she's going to not be able to be Tola. Well, mice in such a situation, the poskim make it irrelevant. That's a primary example of where she should wear bedazim sivonim or bedazim that are not metabol tumah.
That's the simple solution. Mak shemotzi adam. You say, I just wear bedazim sivonim, you're good to go.
Well, what makes it not so simple is depends on depends on what type of mak. A pashmi usually is occasional, so it shouldn't undermine the bedikos. But you're right. If it's that would be the simplest way to do things. The Pisachim and Sifkat and Yudimel brings up Jeremy. Jeremy, this person went to Queen's College around 15 years ago, and he developed a business which now is very profitable called BBI, Bed Bug Inspectors. His entire business is that he has dogs which are trained by a person in Florida who trains. For those of you that have experience in psychology, they use conditioned responses in order to... A dog only eats when it smells a bed bug. So the dog is trained from when it's a puppy. The only time it eats is when it has a bed bug. Mamela, they bring it to a house, and it can smell for bed bugs, and if it finds a bed bug, it gets a treat. The problem is, if it only eats when you have a bed bug, so what does it do when it's not checking houses? If it doesn't check a house every hour, how does it eat? So what they do is they have in their offices or in their homes, wherever they keep these dogs. They have little bed bugs, live bed bugs in sealed plastic canisters with little holes that the dog can smell. The dog smells it, the dog gets to eat. There are some exterminators that have this as part of extermination also, but Jeremy's whole business is BBI, bed bug inspectors. He doesn't exterminate. He just brings around this dog checking to smell if there are bed bugs. So when Jeremy went into it, I can't imagine he imagined the bed bug boom that unfortunately the world has had. It probably was on the upswing, but now I'm sure he's... very matzliach, independent, and his advertisement is that he's not an exterminator. So there's no reason for him to have a false positive. He doesn't really care because he doesn't make any money if you use him to exterminate. He just smells for bed bugs. Lamaisa, the problem is, first of all, where does he get the bed bugs from? So he said, if he'd be an exterminator, he would get them from extermination. He'd attach some of them, maybe. But Lamaisa, he doesn't exterminate. So he, believe it or not, buys them from the curator of the Museum of Natural History, because they want to have all different types of bugs that exist. They have bed bugs, too. They've had them for a long time. So he buys live, bred bed bugs. Okay, that's problem number one. But the more difficult problem is, what do bed bugs eat? Only one thing. Human blood. And they don't have it in the dish, exactly. You can't feed them human blood like a hamster. So they only eat human blood contained within a human. So Jeremy, believe it or not, rolls up his sleeve once a week, has the bed bugs thrown in him, and he gives it food. That's his business. The Nodi is the Truva. He talks about what the famous Truva about hunting. He points out what lengths people go through. B'nafsho yavi lachmo. People are mostly nefesh in order to make a parnasa. Damu nefesh. So, but most people do not act ideally to be in a situation with his macholas. Zot the pesach shuvan sifkat niyudimol lamaisa. What about a woman who makes a choice? Yechala lishan m'makom she'en pishpishin. She could sleep where there's no bugs, and she opts, nah. The shach of m'makom she'en pishpishin. It's much more dishmak to have the massage of bugs when I'm sleeping. There's pishpishin. Says the Tzalcham Ravava, any yechala litzlos pishpishin. If she makes the option b'dafta to be around bugs, whether bed bugs or other bugs, then she can't be tala. Then she's putting herself in the situation she can't be tala. Interesting situation. The Pesach Shuvah talks about. You can think about the lumnus exactly. If Tzliya really is a din, why should that case be different? Interesting point that the Pesach Shuvah raises. But the Maaseh, this whole discussion usually can, with the discussion with the competent poser, can be discussed and can be harnessed and ameliorated. The Gemara and the Gemara Lamed Aleph discusses a phenomenal din. It's a din which is rich with lumnus, and very much Nodiyah HaLacha Maisa. The Gemara talks about, there's a discussion in the Amaroim, bottom line, Amaroim Aleph, Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Poletas Shechvazera, Mahu Shetistor Beziva. When a woman is with her husband, after she has tashrus with her husband, there's no magic system which is going to keep all the Zera inside her body. So it's very possible, if she walks around, some of the zera is going to fall out of her body. So after Demara, if she's paletza shikla zera, if she has that seminal emission, she is motzi zera, it's not her zera, it means her husband's zera, comes out of her body, is that going to undermine zainikim? The Demara goes back and forth, roahi visoseres, odono rasi velososra. Discussion back and forth, zafta Demara, an unbelievable hakra. It's so ser partially. It's so ser yom echad. Whatever day she's paletas, that day doesn't count towards Zainakiyim, but days before and days after count. Now this is an unbelievable lumdus, which we could spend hours on in paletas shechazeron alone, and in Zainakiyim. It's paletas shechazeron, the Gemara already says, if she's a roa her should be matame all seven, should be so ser udamri. Is it no dash, shouldn't be so ser at all. The Gemara says she's in between. That's an interesting yisod of paletas shechazeron. Then, on the other angle, it's also very interesting to say, it's so it's only so sir yom echad, it's not so sir damri. Intriguing. We're not going to focus on the lumnus now, but Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef quotes that the Rashba, the Rush, quote the Gemara and say, you know, it's a very interesting idea. Some Rishonim say, yeah, it's so sir beziva l'dabai taros. Labaila, does it make any sense? The whole idea, we're not sure, it's not really dam. It's some sort of idea, which is a souped up idea that we're going to say is going to be sosur yom echad. It makes more sense to say smoothly, that's a problem with taros. Taros is related to tumma v'tara, so if she's a nida and she wants to become taro with taros, that's going to be sosur. But say it's read sosur, nida was counting labaila, make it tasty. And you can understand that, because the whole lumnus itself is very intriguing. Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rishonim Ar Machmir, that it's a din labaila also. Mamela, the Beis Yosef quotes, Yer Machmir, in Yud Aleph, Os Aleph, and then Yud Aleph, Os Beis, both of them are Matomos. Even though the Rashba goes through all discussion, saying, why some Rishonim leave it out, Lamaisa, we are Machmir. But even in the Rush, even in the Rashba, they quote the idea of being Machmir, with another yisod. Not only, as the Gemara says, or Makrid, as the Rishonim quote, Zach the Rush. I'm reading Yud Aleph Os Aleph. It's also Yud Aleph Os Beis. You have to put both of them together, even though there's a Yud Beis in between them. Mamela, we have a Chumrah. The Chumrah is, the Rishonim quote, whenever a woman was with her husband, she should never turn Zainatim, as long as there's a concern that she's going to be Pogetza Shukh Vazera. When is there a concern? So the Gemara says that Shukh Vazera is considered Shukh Vazera for 3 days, for 72 hours. Once it leaves the body, and it's been out of the body for more than 72 hours, it's not potent anymore. If it's not potent, it's not metame. But for 72 hours, we presume it still is potent, and it still can, it still has the status of Zera. Mamela, Zach to Rishonim, whenever a woman's with her husband, she should not count Zainakim for 72 hours after she's with her husband, because there's a very serious concern, she's Chatzeshu Fazera. Zapdi, and in the Rishonim, we develop some sort of ambivalence. The Rishonim are noticing it's a Chumrah, but they add a few Chumras to that. So number one, we're passing that it's by La Natural Sultaros. We say that a woman should not be able to count Zainakim from 72 hours after she's with her husband, which is not so pashut. You could have said it depends if she sees that she's Poletas or not. But they add, whether she's Poletas or not, she's Choshesh that she's Poletas. Then they add, so that means how many days, let's say, if she's with her husband, how many days should she not count Zainakim for? 3 days, usually. 72 hours is 3 days. But Zop, the Beis Yosef from the Rishonim, they add another Chumrah, that if you spread 72 hours out, most often 72 hours can be over 4 days. Unless you start 72 hours at Shtia, and you have it 72 hours later, which is right at Shtia for 3 days, usually 72 hours is spread out over 4 days. Mamela, if a woman is with her husband, then she should not count Zainakim for 4 days, because we're concerned with Shukh Vazara. And then, the Rishonim add, we're machmer even Shimsha to Lo Shimsha. What if she's not with her husband? Well, the Maisa, it's a Lo Plug, we're machmer. So you see different levels of Chumrah. Each one is addressed by the Rishonim separately. I'm putting everything together from the Rishonim. Different levels. We're going throughout the hierarchy of being machmir. And then the Beis Yosef quotes from some of the Ashkenazi Rishonim that we are machmir not only for 4 days, but for 5 days. Why? Because she might be with her husband, Ben Ashmashos, and she might have thought it's still day one. It's really day two. So you're right that in theory, the maximum amount of time for 72 hours is over 4 days, but since she might make a mistaken calculation, she might think it's Sunday, it's really Monday, then we push it off and make sure that 5 days. For 5 days, she's not able to be roed. That's the basis of some summary shown him. She's not able to be so far as Dainatim. Chumrah, Rabbi, Chumrah, Rabbi, Chumrah. And in each of these Chumrahs that we've shown in distress, we know it's a Chumrah. The Beis Yosef says, you know, I heard all the Chumrahs. But the Maisa, I'm not on top of the last one. 5 days instead of 4 days, come on. The Chol Dvarim Eilu, I'm reading at the end, the very end of Yud Aleph, parentheses, Beis. Chol Dvarim Eilu, Chumrahs Yisera's Hain. Ve'enlam Smach B'dimara. We're masking their old Chumrahs. Memela, and Mekam was saying, we never heard this Chumrah of 5 days. I agree, Shem Shatu, I agree that there's a situation maybe of saying that even if she was not aware that she is so that she is poletes. I understand making 3 days into 4 days, but 5 days, the buck stops there. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, not everyone reviewed the Beis Yosef. Sif Yud Aleph, Poletas Shufazer Bime Sfirasa, Zach the Shulchan Aruch, is Sosif Sheshonos, 72 hours. Therefore, we add till 4 days. Zot the Shulchan Aruch. Zot the Ramah, the Chumrah from Chachmei Ashkenaz, we're Machmer for 5 days. Which means the Zainakim can only count earliest, day one can be the sixth day. Many people mistake the Hefzatara. Hefzatara can be when she's Poletas. Just what does Hefzatara do? It just proves that she's not Roa Dam. Hefzatara can be during this period of time, but you can't have a Badika of Zainakim during the time that she could be Poletas, because a Badika is going to be making sure it's one of the Zainakim. You can have Zainakim where there's a Chashash, she's Poletas. But a Hefzatara can be during that time, because Hefzatara just proves the Dam stopped. Right, it won't help. Yeah, right. But there's nothing wrong with Hefzatara being. Naftamina is day five. Even if Ashkenaz like the Ramah, Ashkenaz that a Machmer that day five cannot count, means day five can be day one of Zainakim, but day five can be the Hefzatara. That's usually what happens. Usually a woman's Hefzatara is on day five. That couldn't be a day of Zainakim, but it can still be day five. That is the Rama. And then the Rama says, also, although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, we say this is true whether Shimsha or Lo Shimsha, whether it's whether she was with her husband or not. Ideas that we saw in the Rishonim, but the Beis Yosef was much more reluctant to be machmir so far. He said only 4 days. He said, Im Shimsha is after Rama, 5 days, even if Lo Shimsha, we are machmir in such a situation. Now, Rabbi Osnay, take a step back for a second. Just think, what's the pshat? The Beis Yosef, the Rama, the Rishonim are aware that these are Chumris Yiserus. So, Machlokes Rishonim, if Chavetz HaShechazer is Soser for Baila altogether, why do we have so many Chumris, Shimsha to Lo Shimsha, 4 days, 5 days, when she doesn't know if she's sorted or not? The Ramban seems to say that it depends if she, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if she walks around or she cleans herself out, then even if Shimsha, there's no concern. But when I saw, we're machmir against that also. What's the drive in the Heilu Rishonim to be machmir so much for Pelet HaShech Bazera? L'chora, the pshat is, as the Beis Yosef himself says, is that usually Rabosai, there's very little naftamina. It's not something which is only biological, it's up to Beis Yosef in Trif Sadivav, at the end of Yud-Aleph parentheses Bays, at the end of the first paragraph here, which begins Vaharashba, the Beis Yosef is bothered, according to the Rashba, you know, some Rishonim, the Gaonim, the Rif, leave out the idea of Pelet HaShech Bazera altogether. Why do they leave it out? Zaf to Rashba, don't tell me what you might have thought, because they hold stuff and not true. No, that's not the point. The point is because, you know what, Lamais between you and me, it's not Sonodeya. Why is it not Sonodeya, Zaf to Beis Yosef, from the Rashba? The average period is 5 days. Mamela, whether we can say she can start Zainatiyim from day one or not, it's not going to help her. Average period is 5 days anyway. So, I'm not trying to analyze the Rishonim to say that was the Kavanah and the Rishonim. We don't know the Kavanah, but we can understand the Chumrah that the Rishonim are adding to the idea of Zainatiyim in with the backdrop of this Beis Yosef from the Rashba, the Lamaisa is usually not such enough for me anyway. So we're going to formalize an idea that for most women it's not going to be Sonodeya. Okay, it's formalizing what already exists for most women biologically anyway. Usually your period is around 5 days. Let's say it's 4 days, 5 days, Lamaisa. So Beis Yosef maybe says 4 days, 5 days, Lamaisa. Between you and me says the Rashba doesn't make such enough for me now. So Lamaisa, let's be machmir a little bit because we're just formalizing what exists anyway. L'chore, that's just the point behind the Rishonim. So, we do have this bid machokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. Is it 5 days, 4 days? Ravadi writes, yeah. In uncharacteristic psak, Ravadi writes, yeah, the Mechaber does say 4 days, and the Rama, it's 5 days. But Lamaisa, in most Edut Mizrach that have been Torah in Yerushimayim, have a Masorah to wait 5 days also. Interesting idea. Usually, we compartmentalize. Mechaber, Ravadi usually makes people understand the Mechaber even better. But that's the Ravadia adds. But we have three kulas that the Mechaber says that the Rama doesn't say. Number one, 4, 5. Number two, Shimsha Lo Shimsha. Number three, in Yud Yimel, if she cleans herself out, Lahaf Betol Zera, that's going to work. So the Rama, Yesh Omer Shein Anabitin B'Zman Azeh. We're not going to be made on that. Lamaisa, though, when you look at the development of the halacha, we understand why some of the achronim do have kulas that they advance in this area. Number one, Pesach Shuvah quotes from the Shalah. What's the din if a woman is going to be in a situation where it's going to cause her to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Pesach Shuvah Sifrat and Tezvav. She waits 5 days, she's going to mikvah on Shabbos, well, Shabbos Achar Yantif. And if she goes to a mikvah on Lel Shabbos after Yantif, when is she going to take the bath? Very possibly on Erev Yantif, which means a woman's supposed to take a bath and clean herself, as we'll see, in order to make sure there's no chatzitza. To an extent, we call it chafifa and other chumras to make sure that she's clean with any chatzitzos before she goes to the mikvah. And of course, what's the best time to do that? Closer to going to the mikvah. We'll see, the Rishonim talk about day before, that night. on a case where it's yantif, she can actually do it. Before 3-day yantif, she can do it. In erev yantif, let's say. But ideally, it's the tariyah chafifa l'tfila. It makes sense. The more close it is, the more you're certain that there's no chatzitza. Zach teshua. So if she's going to go to the mitzvah on after a 2-day yantif or after a Shabbos yantif, l'maisa, when is the bath? 2 days before. So for a chumrah, 5 days to 4 days, you're going to make her go to the mitzvah later, but you're going to make the chafifa and tefillah more distant from each other. Which one is more important? Zach teshua. It's more important for her to go right away. Wait 4 days and go that night. This is there's no. We're matariv chafifa to the tefillah. And this idea is a concept we see in the Achronim in general. Ramosha is in a tshuva. The situation is very nogeya nowadays. This is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. Thursday in July. Thursday in July, there's a chiyuv, some say in the Torah, others say in the Rabbanan, but others pass from only a minog to already start going to the country. Others are made till you can go Friday. But kuliyam lo pleidi, you have to stay till late Sunday night and come back Monday. The Catskills, the Borscht Belt, as they call it, all kidding aside, that's a minhag many people had for a long time. Now people drive up Route 17. If you're familiar with it, Route 17 still says the future 86. It's still future 86, still not there yet. But there's New Jersey 17, New York 17. People go up. And used to be people used to take trains or buses, now people drive up. La Maisa, the way it was, people are shying away from this, hopefully, but it's a situation which many people still have, and people used to have even more. La Maisa, you need to pay for the bundle. How do you pay for the bundle? The husband works. The wife and kids are in the country. They stay in the mountains, as they call them. Some people point out it's a lame excuse for mountains, but they stay in the Catskills. And the husband comes back Sunday night, works. He comes back Sunday night, works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. Let's say he takes off Friday, and he's able to be there for half the week, the whole long weekend. Some people stay in the city till Friday, then go up. And then he'll see his wife and kids. So for Moshe, what's the situation? Let's say a woman is supposed to go to the mitzvah Monday night. So if she goes to mitzvah Monday night, based upon her cheshbon, it's going to come out that she's really going to be going to mitzvah without her and her husband Thursday night. Whether she actually does it or not, Moshe writes, it's not right to push it off till Thursday night, because it's not fair to all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs will be overcrowded on Thursday nights, because women are there when they're for their husbands, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the husband's not there. So for Moshe, aside from the fact that it's not right, if we got rid of the chumrah of the Raman and Ukmei Adina, of the chumrah just of the Beis Yosef, she could go to the mikvah Sunday night, or Matzah Shabbos, whatever the situation is, and still be with her husband before another week happens. So after Moshe, that indeed is mutter. We can be Maypil on day 4 instead of day 5. And that really sets the tone, in general, for the Minhag Mori Hara, that it's another situation which is a kol ufi ros enei hamora. Depends on the situation, but we see from Rav Moshe, there is a willingness to be matil in certain situations. We understand the etymology of the halacha, we understand where it came from. Day 5 is not necessarily something which is an absolute chumrah that always has to happen. Aside from the fact that we know that she's a lo shimsha, it's shimsha, it's a lo shimsha. I'm not sure historically what Rav Moshe was talking about. If he was talking about a time that people used to go to the Catskills in trains or buses, or he's talking about in cars. But think about it. The average person that goes to the Catskills lives in New York, and drives to the Catskills. Let's say the wife goes to mikvah Monday night. So, is it so totally ridiculous for the husband to drive back to work Monday, leave work at, let's say, 6 o'clock, drive back till 8, be with his wife and come back early the next morning? Is that absolutely crazy once a month? It doesn't happen once a month. Is that a crazy thing to happen? No. That is something which people can do even in today's day and age, where gas is a little bit more expensive, tolls go up. It's not something crazy. Yet Rav Moshe seems to say that there's enough of a reason to be makil on 4 days instead of 5 days. So what we see from Rav Moshe is that we don't expect, it's not as if, oh no, we're going to some place in the middle of nowhere for the next 2 weeks and there's no mikvah, the plane's leaving tonight, can I go to the mikvah tonight instead of tomorrow night, because or else I'll be up to people that have had it for a long time. No! Within the realm of normalcy, we're willing to be makil on 4 instead of 5. Now, if Rav Moshe was talking about having people to take trains or buses, it could be it was really much longer, then my raya is not as good of a raya. But you see from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe is not saying you have to go crazy. Shas the chak mamish in order to say that you can be made on 4 days instead of 5 days. Depends on the situation. So that's another example, a kol fi rosin yamoria. A kavanah mora hara has to be mashakel a lot of situations. We're not going to say every month a woman should be made on 4 days instead of 5 days. That's against the Ramah. But within the situation, we know it's a chumrah, it's shimsha, it's low shimsha situations, 5 days as opposed to 4 days. Sometimes it's a trick which Poskim can use based upon the idea that Ramosha is saying, that if it's going to be a severe situation of discomfort or inconvenience, it's room to be made.
Good question. First of all, are Svardim, do they use their other two kulas of cleaning it out and also of not, of which you didn't have?
So that we don't usually find. We don't usually find
Svardim,
that kula.
Even
right. I do. Maybe Shas of the Chach, but that's not. That's
and so then Kal Vachomer Ashkenaz post.
Right, that is not something that we find usually. It's usually this idea that after four, as opposed to, you see the Shulah. The Shulah says for another basic halachic thing, but we don't necessarily see that. But one important point, which is very, very, very nodea, is that if a woman is in a situation where her husband is in somewhere out of the country, they live in Timbuktu, and he went to Timbuktu, or some other place far away. So we say, there's not just a vart in Shimsha to Lo Shimsha, Baal is not Be'ir B'chlal, it just was impossible. Is there reason to say that in such a situation we could be meitel? So the Achronim point out, the Shach points out, others point out, there we're going to say, no, it's a little plug. You have to really realize it's not really a little plug. The whole thing is a strong minnow. It's not a din, but little plug meaning that we don't say it. We never find that we say, if we're machmir, shim shot, lo shim shot, we never say, oh, in this situation she was far away. But Rav Moshe points out, and also Olbam from Tiran Hills has in his Shubas Mechus Chayim Chayot Aleph, Rav Willard points this out also, a Yusod, which is very important, halacha maisa. If the woman has some sort of halachic reason that made her be parish from her husband, then that's enough of a reason to start 5 days from that time. Let's say, for example, let's say we quoted Rabbi Willard's Yisod that if a woman, let's say she has chsamim, which are totally fine, they're less than a shir dris, and she's still mataris labayo, she's not a nida, but if a woman is roa, she can't be with her husband for at least 24 hours. That's where Rewilk Yisod. Others have a slight issue with that idea. Like 12 hours, maybe some other bedika. But the Yisod, let's say Rewilk Yisod in its most pristine sense. She can't be with her husband 24 hours from when she sees a kesem, because we're concerned, we don't want her to be Ro Adam when she's with her husband. So let's say at 2:17 today, on Tuesday, she is Ro Kesem. So she's going to be parished from her husband. There's no Isser, nothing, everything is mutter, but no tashrish because this is concerned for 24 hours. And tomorrow, let's say at 2:17 tonight, 2:17 a.m., which is ready the next day, she's Ro Adam, her period starts. When do we start counting the 5 days? Today. Because there was a halachic reason she couldn't be with her husband. That's not a low plug. That's a halachic reason she couldn't be with her husband. Alternatively, let's say for some reason, although this is not something which we recommend, let's say she has a kesem, and for some reason, even if she's not a Rav Willard Tamlida, that's machmir on kesem, she says, you know what, I'm machmir, I want to be matami myself in this kesem. Again, that's not necessarily a right thing to do. I want to be matami, I want to start counting from now already. Even though she's really Torah, if she's mekabel nidos on herself and that lasts the next few days, so she has halachic status, we could say that such a situation is going to count. If there's a halachic reason for her to be parted from her husband, which is, of course, continuous, means that there's never a time that she could be with her husband again. Within the 24 hours, she already can't be with her husband, and then she becomes a nida. That's enough to start the 5 days, because Lamaisa, that's when the 5 days start. There's no concern of Shimsha. That's not like she's in Timbuktu 3. That's a situation where Lamaisa, that's halachic reason. And that happens all the time. Women have some, usually periods start with some, and then they start being more noticeable. That's a perfect reason to say that she can indeed be made up.
David. Both of those reasons are not halachic. That was just Revulig's
film. Correct. No, so that's enough reason to say. But so Revulig is machmir halacha. So that's enough reason. Or even if, that's where Oban points out, even if it's their machmir and kesem themselves, but she's going to have the status, they're actually parish for a pseudo halachic reason. That's enough reason to say that's not considered the local. Local is, it's totally optional. But if it's not optional for a meta halachic reason, that's going to be enough to say it. Yes, absolutely. We didn't talk about Vestos yet, but Vestos is the time once a month that a woman is asura to her husband because we're chosha, she's roa. So if she has a Vestos, then the next night, which is continuous with it, she is going to be with her husband. If the Vestos is the day before and then there's time she could have been with her husband, that's not going to be good enough. But if it's straight, it's going to work. The postman even talk about, what about Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur? Halachic reason that she's asura, that's enough. Because we know there's halachic reason that she's not going to be able to be with her husband. It's not an either reason. That's still a reason to say that is good enough. Just to review for a minute what we discussed today, we began talking about B'dichas, the Yimei Libun. We saw in the Mordechai, the concept of the halacha, the Beis Yosef quotes, but when I said the Torah Sashomim, and then it's ratified by the Sefer Torah, say the Pshat in may leave us l'tovasa. So Rav Adya says, based upon that, if it's going to be not l'tovasa, in a situation where it has to be done with Rishito Adas, if it's going to be a time that is going to help her to wear B'dadim Tzivonim, especially if they're light, that she can still monitor what's going on, or if Yashiv adds something which is not Matabal Tumah, then we actually use such a Kula. Then the Rama says, the concepts we discussed at length, concepts of Paletah Shukhvazera. Paletah Shukhvazera has a long development in the Rishonim. The Rishonim have Chumra Gabi Chumra, Machokas, Machab, and Ramah, three distinct issues, usually we're Machmir. The one that Paletah Shukhvazera are very Makel on is 4 days to 5 days, Bishas HaTorach, the Shalal we saw Rav Moshe, that's Makel in the country, and I use that as a Raya just to point out that in any situation, you don't have to do total somersaults, it's going to be good enough to say that we are Makel. And we ended off with the discussion that Achronim have. Many contemporary Maharas say that if there's a halachic reason for her to be Asura, that's not at the Shach's point that if she's just away, low pull. No, if there's a halachic reason, indeed we are going to say that she can already start her process of becoming Tahara from that time. I want you to have a fantastic day. Hatzlach Rabba. Hatzlach. How are we doing pace-wise? Is it too fast, too slow? You know any Haras? We're okay? We're trying to go through Bez Hashem to finish.
Are we on track?
We're on track.
So what do you